and Northwest Leagues. First up in the second half is the sixth act of the hour, Lion Milk's Intergalactic Warp Terminal 222. The tune is You Are With Me Always.
Thank you.
that was You Are With Me Always from Lion Milk's Intergalactic Warp Terminal 222. I'd like to shift gears to the cancellation of SFA football at this time. On May 30th, in an interview with TSN's Farhan Lalji, the BC Lions owner Amar Doman reiterated his support to save the SFA football program. Both Doman and Lalji were featured on the show via interviews in April. Yesterday, according to Lona Kremler on Twitter, the SFU football team was granted access to their locker room, which allows them to train for this fall. Interestingly, this news was not shared by the SFU Athletics. Lona Kremler is the mother of junior defensive back Gideon Kremler.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
The seventh act is Liturgies 93696 with Degeneration. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. I'd like to talk about the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball for BC high school students, where many earn college baseball scholarships, with some drafted to Major League Baseball. Three doubleheaders were on tap for May 27th. The White Rock Tritons grounded the host Victoria Eagles 7-0, followed by an 8-4 win for a sweep at Lambrick. The visitors Delta Blue Jays defeated the Victoria Mariners 5-2, followed by an 8-3 deep six to complete a sweep at Saanich's Lyrics. And the venue host North Shore Twins swept the Okanagan Athletics 8-3 and 4-3 at North Vancouver's Parkgate. Sorry, that was my personal phone. Four doubleheaders were played on May 28th. The host Victoria Eagles shaded Delta's 7-6, followed by an 8-3 shellacking for a split at Lyrics. The visitors White Rock blanked the Victoria Mariners 2-0, followed by a 9-2 drubbing to complete a sweep at Saanich's Lyrics. The venue host North Shore spanked Okanagan 8-0, followed by a 3-1 win to complete a sweep at Parkgate. And the visitors Langley Blaze blitzed the Mid-Island Pirates 8-0 and 7-1 for a sweep at Nanaimo's Seroxman. On May 30th, the host North Shore edged White Rock 2-1 at Parkgate, and the visitors Langley blitzed Delta 10-3 at Richmond's La Trace. On May 31st, the UBC Thunder shaded the host Coquitlam Reds 4-3 at Mundy. The visitors Delta destroyed North Shore 10-0 at Parkgate, and the host Abbotsford Cardinals edged the Wally Chiefs 5-4 at Del Air. On June 1st, Wally sextupled White Rock 6-1 at Wally Athletic in an all-Surrey matchup.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Premier Baseball League. Langley Blaze is first at 16-6. White Rock Tritons are second at 17-7. Mid-Island Pirates are third at 14-8, along with UBC Thunder. Delta Blue Jays are fifth at 16-10. Abbotsford Cardinals are sixth at 14-11. Victoria Eagles are seventh at 14-12. North Shore Twins are eighth at 11-15. Wally Chiefs are 9th at 12-17. Coquitlam Reds are 10th at 9-13. Parksville Royals are 11th at 6-12. Okanagan Athletics are 12th at 6-14. And Victoria Mariners are last at 6-22. Three games are on tap tonight. Abbotsford is in White Rock at South Surrey, while Wally hosts North Shore at Wally Athletic.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, MAD, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
The eighth entry is Metens Utanot. Here is Nutu Asiminon. I'd like to provide updates on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. There were four games on May 27th, including a doubleheader. The visitors, Vancouver Canadiens, shut out the Spokane Indians 6-0 at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. The Tri-City Dust Devils overwhelmed the host Hillsboro Hops 12-9 in Ron Tonkin Field. And the visitors Everett Aqua Sox swept the Eugene Emeralds 4-2 and 8-6 at PK Park. May 28th saw another four games, including a doubleheader. The visitors Tri-City defeated Hillsboro Hops. Vancouver thumped the host Spokane 19-0, but followed by a 4-2 win. And Everett overwhelmed Eugene 11-8. Just a minute, please. There was a score that I missed. Tri-City defeating Hillsboro Hops on May 28th. Just bear with me for a few seconds here. The MILB website is taking a while to load up. It will take a few more seconds. Just a minute, please. So I'll just provide a score for May 28th, Tri-City and Hillsboro Hops. The score was 6-4. So the Tri-City Dust Devils defeated the Hillsboro Hawks 6-4 on May 28th. There was one game on May 29th. The visitors Hillsboro doubled up Everett 8-4 at Funko. May 30th saw two venue changes. Spokane quintupled the host Tri-City 5-1 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington, while Vancouver doubled the visitors Eugene 4-2 in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey. On May 31st, Spokane edged Tri-City 5-3, actually. Everett walked off on Hillsboro 3-2 in 11 innings at Funko, and Eugene thumped Vancouver 8-1. On June 1st, Tri-City doubled on Spokane 4-2. Hillsboro bested Everett in a 13-12 barn burner, and Vancouver shellacked Eugene 8-0. Here are the current Northwest League standings in the first half. Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, are first at 25-22. Spokane Indians, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are second at 25-22. Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are third at 25-24. Everett Echo Sox, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are fourth at 24-24. Tri-City Dust Devils are fifth at 24-24, much like the Everett Aqua Sox, so they're tied for fourth. The Tri-City Dust Devils are an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And Hillsboro Hops are last, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are last at 20-28. Three games are on tap today. Spokane is in Tri-City, Hillsboro is in Everett, and Eugene, there was one game done. Eugene edged Vancouver 2-1. Thank you for listening to episode 21 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.